Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. I'm sorry, I'm jamming up in here. Welcome, you guys, welcome. Today, I want to let you guys know, if you didn't know, that my birthday is on the 25th of January, which is a Thursday. And, I'm through so many emotions. And I first want to say that I am blessed to make it to this point. Because I know that a lot of people, you know, they don't make it. You know what I'm saying? They don't make it to that age. They, you know, I'll be 27, you know. My late 20s, closer to the dirty 30s. I'm cool. But no, like, I'm blessed to that point, you know. As my mind has developments and growth and my body changes and my skin and is glowing and, you know, like I make these transitions to aging and growth and, you know, I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? I say I age like fine wine, like my mom. Oh, she's beautiful. I'm not gonna lie to you. She's great. But I sit back and I look at my 26 years and, you know, and I look back when I was 26, when I was 21, when I was 16, even when I was 12 years old. And, you know, me and my cousin, we make this joke about this statement I made when I think I was like 12, 14 or whatever. I was young. I was really, really young. And if you knew me in elementary, middle school, like, I developed really fast. Like, you know, my body was not the 12-year-old body. Like, I just blossomed. And I was cornbread fed. You know what I'm saying? So, I always looked older than what I was. You know what I'm saying? I'm just now looking my age. Well, so it's crazy. Some people say I look younger, but it's like I feel as though I finally look my age. I've always looked older. And so, you know, at that time, when you look older, guys in high school, whatever, or just guys in general, you know, they're girl crazy. So, you know, guys just try to talk to me, crushes or whatever. You know, me and my cousin, you know, she bright skinned, so she's always been pretty, with long hair and stuff. So I remember I stayed with my grandmother, and we used to walk just to get out of the house, because it would be boring, like super boring in my grandma's house. And my grandma was really strict. And so we would convince her to let us go walk down the street, because how, you know, I don't know how Southern people, any other state works, but when you live in the South, like, normally families stick together, you know what I'm saying? So my grandmother's sister lived next door, and her other sister lived two blocks down, you know? So if we wanted to, we'd be like, oh, we go and walk to, you know, Nanny house or whatever. And so we would walk, but we go see Nanny, and then we still keep walking, you know? So I remember, you know, this guy trying to talk to me or whatever. He was on a bike. And I was like, you know, nah, I don't want to talk to you or whatever. And my cousin was like, why? And I was just like, nah, I'm just not into it. And I don't know if I told her then or we was on a phone conversation or whatever. I said, you know, and mind you, I'm 12, 13, 14. You know, I'm in that age area. And I was like, you know what? I'm not giving out my phone number. Like, forget these guys, you know what I'm saying? They're not worth my time. I'm gonna focus on school, I'm gonna better myself, and I'm gonna know my worth. I said this at this age, you know what I'm saying? For a young girl to notice that her worth and what she wants, it was like really baffling. So my cousin was just laughing at me at the time, but now we make jokes about it, you know what I'm saying? She's like, I wanna be, and I was like, I need to be Shelby in elementary. She was a savage, you know. She was so bossy and, you know, direct, and she had a lot of strength. And what you got to understand is, you know, I say this throughout all my videos, at that age I was very lost. I did not live with my parents. I lived with my grandparents. And when you don't have your parents around, you know what I'm saying, you start to feel unwanted, you know. And then I wasn't really wanted because people were trying to figure out why I was there. So it was like I was bullied at home and I was bullied in school. And at a time, at a young age, I was trying to figure out my worth and what I was worth. And when I distinctively remember my brother Devin took me, we used to ride around and he used to have a caddy, right? Rode around in a caddy and he was like, let me take you riding. So he took me driving and we just riding. And the funny thing is he would swerve. It's called swinging in Texas. He was swaying in the middle of the street in Lake Charles. Lake Charles was small back then before it expanded, but it was like, you know, small. So you swinging in the middle of the street. People looking at you like you're crazy, but he was like just trying to get me to have fun. And I remember distinctively him telling me, you know, Mo, which he always called me Mo since I can never remember. And he always told me, he called me Mo because I act like an old lady. But he was like, Mo, you see these females out here? And it was like we ended up walking on a prostitute. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm seeing prostitutes outside. I'm not gonna say the location of where it was. But he was like, you see these women? He's like, they probably have the same beginnings as you. And he was like, for them, they don't know how much they're worth. He said, do you know how much? And I was like, you know, like I didn't have enough confidence in myself, so I really didn't know. He said, you don't know? You don't know that you're powerful? You don't know that you mean something? You don't know that you're going to be something amazing? He's like, you don't know that? And he said, if you don't know that, you're going to be just like them. Because these women out here, they don't know their worth. They only know how much they're worth because somebody tells them or somebody directs them. You need to know your worth. And you will never be out here selling yourself short. And ain't nobody gonna treat you nothing less than a queen because you know how much you're worth and you treat yourself like a queen. And now he told me that at a young age. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, I started to realize, like, and I'm not saying we forget things through our life. You know what I'm saying? Like, we fall in love and people sometimes make us forget our worth. But I forgot that several times, I'm not going to lie to you, throughout my life, or how much I was worth. And I had to direct myself back to what that meant. You know what I'm saying? Like, what distinctively does that mean? And to that point, like, I was trying to figure out exactly what does that mean? You know, what is worth? What can bring me to a point where I fully understand my capability? And he instilled that in me, and I remember. So at that young age, I was like, you know, forget them. You know, I don't need guys. I was worth it. You know, and my cousin was like, where did you get that from? But I remember that conversation I had with my brother, and that's where I get that from. That every day we should value ourselves. And, you know, like, sit up there, I've talked to strangers or whatever, and they call me queen, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, you don't even know me. But the way that I carry myself, the way I treat me, the way I say what I need to say, and I make it direct and I make my point, I exude a queen. And I don't know what anybody else's definition of what you think a queen is or whatever. If you hate that terminology, that's fine. But I'm telling you what comes from me, what makes me feel whole, is that I know my worth and that I know what I'm worthy to have and what I'm worthy to keep, what I'm worthy to work hard for and what needs to be in my surrounding areas. And so with the age, my value increases. I do not care what you feel about your calculator, how you feel like, oh, she got a track record or her past ain't pretty, that's fine with you. But for me, every year I develop a value of worth. And so I really got a tattoo. It says worthy. It's tattooed on my arm. And it's any time that I feel lower than my worth, lower than everything that I've been through, lower than what I have become, I look at that tattoo and it's like just like that, a snap. And it reminds me that I'm worthy to have any and everything, and that I'm a queen. And I know it might sound crazy to some people who fully don't understand that, that little bit of an acknowledgement to who I am centers me, even when I'm lost. Like, I only get mad for like 2 minutes, 2 to 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, whatever, life is short. But throughout life, that's 12 to 13 or 14 year old Shelby. Let's rewind back to 21, where I had first stopped being homeless and developed a lifestyle as my first home, a first roof over my head. I'm not sleeping on nobody's couch. I was in college, you know, like there was things going on so much for me. And let's rewind back to 26, when I was like, I want to write another book. I'm an author. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you my growth aspect of these little bitty accomplishments I've made over the years. And I'm not reflecting on the bad things because I know that they developed me to be stronger. But I'm reflecting on my growth as a woman. As me, as Shelby. And so I say that I'm nervous, but I'm not afraid of changing or growing or my age, you know, increasing. It just empowers me to feel that there's more to come of me. That my story is completing one chapter and heading to the next. Like, I am blossoming slowly. I'm developing slowly, but I'm developing. I'm becoming who I'm supposed to be, you know? And then I also want people to realize, because, you know, when age comes around, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm old. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people get so overwhelmed by that number increasing. Like, it just makes you feel like the world is ending. I didn't accomplish what I wanted to. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. You are here. And like I said before, you know, at the beginning, there are a lot of people that I know that didn't even make it. That didn't even, you know, they died. They're gone. But I'm still here. You're still here. You're listening to me. You know, there's still time. There's still time added to you to make you or give you opportunities to change your life. Or not even change your life, but just to live. And I fully am so thankful for everything that I've been through and my, you know, when I was 26, because within that year, I've learned stuff about myself that I did not know, you know, I loved and I lost, I broke and I got repaired and I met some amazing people and developed great friendships, and the friendships that I already had have gotten stronger. Like, there are things that have happened with growth that I did not know needed to grow. And at the time that it was happening, I can honestly say I was either distraught about it or hurt about it, because I'm like, oh, this happened to me. But then as I look back, I see why it happened. I see the development or sustaining in my life happening. And it's just amazing. You know what I'm saying? And I don't make the best choices. I really don't. You know, nobody does. There's not a rule book to what you should do and what you shouldn't do. There is no guidelines to what is okay and what is not okay. We just live our lives to the best of the abilities and try to prevail each time. That's it. And that's what I try to do. I try to do what's best for me. We don't listen to ourselves. Like, do you know how selfish you are every day? Do you? And I understand if you got kids or whatever, you know, you do for your kids, it's fine. But I mean, do you realize for other aspects of your life how selfish you are every day? A choices you make are about you. So while you're so condoning yourself for how your age is changing or you're getting up there, however, whatever number it is, realize that all the choices you made were developing you as a person, were pushing you to better your family situation, better your life, your career. And never regret a decision. I hate that. I don't regret nothing. Listen to me. I do not regret anything. Anything I've done. People I've dated. Situations I've been in. My reactions to things. I do not regret you. I might get mad and be like, oh my God, I wish I never would have done it. Lies. I'm lying to myself. I'm lying to you. I don't regret it. I regret nothing. And you know why? because I wouldn't be who I am today if that didn't happen. I wouldn't know as much as I do if that did not happen. And I wouldn't be as strong as I am. You know what I'm saying? I never would have made it, you know? And that's what I have to hold on to and I have to appreciate. So with my birthday approaching, y'all can give me a shout out, you know what I'm saying? On Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, shout me out on my birthday. I told myself this year, all I want is peace, love, and a bottle of tequila rose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to plan nothing. I'm not planning anything. I just want to laugh and smile. And I try to make that a mission every day. But on that particular day, on that day of my birthday, I want to smile. Because, baby, I made it. And if your birthday is coming up to my Aquarius, it's woo woo. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's your day. Enjoy. In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.